We're busy with nipple. Nipple is a type of filler where you mevatel again. Very careful here. The law avoider bishvileinu kol kach. Not big duke avoider for us. But it's coming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, recognizing that we don't have too much to offer. But in the aspect that we can connect to is this aspect that I'm not knocking on everybody's door. Because there the halacha is that the person who opens the door only has to give you a pruta. I'm knocking on your door and your door only, and if you don't help me, no one can. That's the type of tefillah we're dealing with. So we're the oni, you have to recognize what you chosa, and know that I'm knocking on Hashem's door, no one else's, because no one else can help me. I'm not going from door to door. That's the yesod of this type of tefillah. Where did we get up to last week? Do you know anybody got that? Yeah, got up to. You're starting base. Okay. So we spoke about two tanaim. The first tanai was the oni when it's starin. You have to be an oni and you have a need. Means you recognize your need. You have to sit down and work out how much this thing that you're asking for you're lacking. And then you turn that lack, that need, into a request. That's the tanai number one. Okay. Tanai sheni on daf tzadik vav. Mashakosava Rambam va'oni marzela ptochim ein miskokim lo lemetona meruba. An oni who's going from door to door to door doesn't need a big thing. You give him a small gift, you give him a small whatever, give him a shekel, whatever's called a small matana. But Dover said, Binyan Tfila, Noike Vyre Duara Toy. See what he means. This goes all the way, when we talk about Tfila, goes all the way down. Kashiyesh Azat Thora, Gotchatarik Shum Kesev, but the Shif was Gedoila. Take an example, money, because everybody is prick when you talk about money. Talk about money. He needs a sum of money. Urgent. He goes from yeah to yeah to yeah. This gemach, this person, this friend, and he's davening and davening. He even goes and he gets brochas from tzaddikim. He does all these shtadlises. He finds this one. He goes to this doctor who said to call. He also increases his tefillah. Part of your chayv of shtadlis is you ma'abe betefillah. And there's the emes ka'oni amachzel p'tochim. That's like an oni going from door to door. She'oni she'maches ezra v'kama makayre shaynois. Shaynim. U'betoichem gam. He has help, so he goes to different places. Also, this balabos who finds favor. The halacha is I don't have to give you a little bit. I don't have to provide you with all your needs. When he's involved in all the forms of ishtadlus. One of his ishtadlis is you have to daven. You get a little pruta. Shenachinami, shegam haKodesh Baruch Hu ten lo ktzat siyata dishmaya. Hashem will also give you a little bit of siyata dishmaya. Kamo shekosev haRambam. Va'osa la'ach zeh sa'oni sheshol reikam. You can't leave him empty. You have to give him something. Someone knocks on your door, you don't say no. You give him something. Even if you give him one grade, you don't let the guy leave empty-handed. You don't have to give him more than a little bit. Because he can take from someone else. And someone else, it's not all on my table. You pay a little bit of attention to yourself, you'll notice this in yourself. You have a big need. You need $200,000. You go door to door, the guy gives you a dollar. When he's buying at my machshavos aval isa bala bayit peregezer kishimeloya at dadlat at adelit. We used to date for baladi. What is the balabai thing when this guy knocks on his door? He'll manage without me. He's not going to starve to death. And so give him something smaller. Any other people going to help him? The biggest miser, when he closes the door in front of the oni. He'll never say, what do I care? Tell him, why do you give the guy something? The guy will never turn around to him and say, well, what do I care? So you'll die, my spatli. Why is he dafka coming to me? There's no other doors in this town that he can knock on. He'll never say, I don't care. Avalima, your borrow law, Shain Laon is there. Let me lift note. If you know for sure that this guy's got no one else to go to, only someone who's cruel, murderous heart will turn the guy away empty-handed. The guy's walking around the shul, he's going to everybody. So give the tenagurot. What's my thought? I don't care. No, I care. It's just, why is it all on my shoulders? The other people, yeah, and everyone together will take care of him eventually. So you don't let the guy go empty-handed, so give him a shekel. Aval, not if he comes in the middle of learning. Then you have to ask your own child. If he comes in the middle of learning, I don't know if I ever have to stop learning to give him. Learning, whatever. When I'm Isaac for mitzvah, I don't know if I ever have to give an on each
other.
Turn around, Wolitsky, don't. Not a poisek adult. And I'm saying you have to ask your own personal childers. Whatever that you have to ask yourself about depends how you learn the potter. Is it a patur? Is it a defiyah? Exactly what is the Isaac b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah? We learned the sugya now. They look pashut. They look pashut. Yeah, but in the middle of the lot davening on potter b'mitzvah. Anyway, whatever. Ani lo nichlas lezeh. Those are halachic shalas. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Whatever he says, Rulitsky says you potter, you potter. Whatever. Ani lo nichlas the sugya zeh. Yo.
Why here, right? Do we say, I give him whatever, I give him small, I go to other people, other doors to knock on. That's the scenario. But when it comes to going to Makola for the bag of milk, I have to think, I'm the reason the whole bag of milk. Bag of milk is the whole reason. The whole
show me anywhere in the Rambam where the Rambam says what you just said. We're talking about the Alocha now. That Alocha. The halacha is, so when this only knocks on your door and he's going from door to door to door, the halacha is I don't have to give him everything he needs.
I get why.
Exactly. Show me where the Rambam says what you said about the milk. When you show me, then you have a steer in the Rambam. No, but I don't have a steer in the Rambam.
The whole world's between
the but the halacha is not like that. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is not like that. Show me a Rambam that says when it is like that, then we have a steer in the Rambam and we'll dredge out of Reb Chaim and we'll deal with the stira. I don't see a stira in the Rambam yet. You have a conceptual problem. Okay. You have to understand how that came about. Well, the Rambam is clear. The Kainu etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cheshibo v'noifu lefonis barach b'tayne brura, sheirachem alav she'eno ach lifnois alav. When you come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a clear, first of all, you have to recognize what you're lacking is. That's Tanai number one. Then you come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a very clear Taina that should have mercy on you because there's no one else to go to. I'll be left with this lack forever because there's no one else that can help me. Kodesh Baruch Hu immediately fills your need. Is there a tefillah shel nipple? That's the tefillah called nipple, which we said is a little spark of all tefillah has to have some of this in it. Shenoifel kol kule lefonis barach bizbatlas gemura. Total bizbatlas because I'm no one else. There's nothing else here. There's you, Hashem, matnas kinem, please. Kamo kol Yeshua si rak mimchois barach. Bein acha yoichel lo shayni. Only you can help me, no one else. When the only knocks on your door and he's starving and you're the only person that can help him, don't ask me how that can be. Assume that that's it, right? You don't give him a prut and send him on his way. You bring him into your house and you take care of him. Because you know if you don't, he's going to drop dead from hunger. Yeah. There's no one else. You busy, whatever. The guy drops dead. Gonna feel a sister if they are melech like Esther. Sharei hu amelech ve'ein achishelch l'gzei gzeira elohu. He's the king. No one else can be machzir this gzeira except him. So when I come to the king to be machzir the gzeira, he's the only one that can. He's the only one that is signing powers on this check. So then he's the only one. No one else. Zogami yisav apashtet tzilosa neirus shel choni amagel. Don't try this, by the way, because it said if you weren't choni, you know what Hashem would have done to him. What it says there. Yeah, you know what happened with Choni Amago? You know the Choni Amago? Okay, so we'll talk about Choni a little bit. There's a lot to learn from his tefillah. Choni Amago. Yeah. There was no rain, and everyone davened until Choni Amago, that's why it's called Choni Amago. He made a circle, and he stood in the circle and said, I'm not coming out here until you make it rain. Then it rained too much, too little, whatever the guns are mice of it. And the Gemara says, Hashem said, you're lucky that you're choni, because if you weren't, you know what would have happened to you as a chutzpitik. We don't daven like that. But choni, okay, let's see what we can learn from him fast. Shag ugo v'omad b'seichoy. V'omad l'fon everybani shaloylam nishba'ani. Oh, he did it with a shvua. Nishba'ani b'shimcho agodol. With your great name, I'm making a shvua. She'eni zaz mikan ad sheterachem al banecho. I'm not moving from here until you have mercy on my children. And it's a cover of shmur or behirus gemura. I'm not a guy that's going door to door, Hashem. And a call you to us a rack me menu is barach. We made it in for Alem in a shemaim. He set up a situation where Hashem, you the only one and no one else. I'm not leaving here with a shmur till you make it rain. Well, why don't you go somewhere else? Maybe someone else can help you. I'll give you some of the rain and someone else can. No, only you. Zeh Shema David. And by the way, this is not pashut. Have a look at it in your own personal life and your own personal needs. Zeh lo kol kach pashut. Zeh lo kol kach pashut to do this. Because you always have something else we're relying on. You can get a mortgage. You could speak to this one. You could talk to this one. You have to make ishtadlis, of course, yeah? So my status is also something I rely on. No, I can't get what I need from anybody. But I can't get a mishkanta. No, you can't. Because if you can, then you just get a little bit from everybody. It has to be, I can't get what I need except from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No one else can help me. Well, it's easy to get to that place. Because the ishtadlis we're making, we're relying on. You have to make ishtadlis. Correct? I'm sorry to bring up ishtadlis. It is one of the places where you see ishtadlis interfering with petochen. You have to make ishtadlis, correct? You have to go to the doctor. You have to get an appointment. You have to use protexia to get an appointment. You have to use protexia to get to the protexia who can help you to make an appointment. Today you even need protexia to get a gemach. That's how, anyway, that's another story. So it's all ishtadlis. So I assume that the protector will help me get the appointment, and then I'll get to the doctor. The doctor's a very good doctor, so he'll know what he's doing. And I also daven. Because you're knocking on doors. You're knocking on this door, you're knocking this door, you're knocking on this door. You're not going to call it Baruch and saying to him, Hashem, no one else can help me. Yes, I have to make ishtadlis. I don't even know why I have to make ishtadlis. I'm making ishtadlis because you said I don't make ishtadlis. I'm making ishtadlis, good. But the ishtadlis doesn't do anything. Therefore, when I come to you, I'm coming to you 100%. Only you can help me. What about the doctor? Doctors? What about the protection to get the appointment? What about this one and this? Look, Zeni Kray Shtadlis. And Shtadlis doesn't do anything, nothing. Then you can come to Hashem clean. Now, that's not so simple to do. You might have noticed in your own lives. Zeni Kray Shtadlis. Nonsense. No, I'm not talking about before when you're setting up this type of tefillah. That I'm coming to Hashem, no one else can help me. Hashem does us a favor sometimes, like you said, and he sets it up for us because you've tried everything else, and now Hashem also becomes one of your studlesses. Correct, when all said and done, you tried everything and nothing works, you come to Hashem desperate, and he listens to you. That was Menashe, no? It's exactly what Menashe did. He tried every Avodah Zorah in the book, didn't get an answer, so they came to Hashem. Last resort, you know, there's always Hashem. We pre that. I'm talking about before you even start. The shtadlis starts becoming what I'm relying on. You know, the minute you're relying on the shtadlis, then you're not relying on Hashem. It's not so easy to do this.
So if we genuinely come to Hashem and say it only you, while still doing the shtadlis, no one's the one that's just doing it.
Correct. And that's not so simple. That's not so simple. We've encountered that problem along our journey many, many times. It's not so simple. We're apprentices. We don't have to be, we're not black belt talking glass here. We haven't even bought the suit yet, you know. We haven't even got a white belt yet. No, yeah, we got white. We may be yellow belts. You know, in karate, they have different color belt, whatever you're from. Probably yellow, maybe blue, I don't know. But we're certainly not black belt the talking glass yet. I don't know, maybe you. There's Shama David. Imloshi visi vabramnamti navshi kagomol alai imoi. Shekol ima shechobeches tinuk ben yoimoi. Metapeletu bo yom v'layla. Any mother that's looking after a one day of a child, you know, that's what she's dealing with. She hasn't got time for you anymore. She's taking care of this child. The husband doesn't exist. Shocking the first time it happens. Often you get used to it, but the first time you have a child, it's like you become nobody. You know, it's like why? Because she's busy 24 hours a day with this kid. Because she recognizes that this child is 100% dependent on her for everything. This young girl who couldn't get out of bed before 12 o'clock, even on a school day, yeah. Suddenly, no problem to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then again at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because she knows. They're going to let the child die. She gives him everything he needs. That child screaming in the middle of the night is telling you very clearly. If you, Ima, don't get up and feed me, I'm going to die from starvation. That's what the child's telling you. Therefore, she takes care of everything. Doesn't hand him out. You know, well, I'll change your diaper. You want food to the neighbors. No, she takes care of everything. When the child's a little old, he can get up and get his own glass of water in the middle of the night, yeah? So then the mother allows herself to sleep in. It's hard to get up and give him a glass of water because you can get it yourself. He can take care of himself now in certain areas. In the areas that he can't take care of himself, you have to intervene. That's a difficult thing for a parent. There's not a parenting class. Is not to intervene when you're not supposed to and intervene when you're supposed to. That's a difficult one. To the extent that this child's not dependent on me anymore, in that area, it's very hard to dredge up the energy to deal with him. But the child was one day old, the mother had no problem getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning, giving him anything he needs. When the child's 6 and he wants a glass of water, you try and get out of bed to give him a glass of water. Because he get up and get himself, he knows where the fridge is. You know, what do you want from me? You have a hard time getting up. You don't have the koichas for anymore because you don't need the koichas. So too, kviyachol, that's like a shem. That's David Melech. I'm relying on you like I rely on my mother, like a one-day-old baby that has nothing except from you, Hashem. He'll never be lacking because Hashem has to take care of him because he's a one-day-old baby and he can't do anything. Now, of course, you can't go through life being like that because there's things you need to do in this world. Hashem put you in this world to function and to actualize and to do stuff. About David HaMelech saying, in my reliance on Hashem, because the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, you can't even lift your hand without Hashem. You can't even open your eyes without Hashem. You can't blink without Hashem. Do you know what has to happen in order for you to lift up your hand or for you to blink, which you just do automatically? The truth is we can't survive even 1 second without Hashem. You know how to beat your heart? Anybody know how to beat your heart? Your heart beats. There's nothing you can do. So we understand Anachnu completely, totally, totally depend on Hashem for everything. You got Hashem with that attitude, well, then Hashem has to help you. Because who else is going to take care of you? You know that your soimim and your monas, the tefillahs are very, very powerful. You don't want to mess with an almona or a soimim. Pesach once said one tear of an almona could drown the whole of Yerushalayim. So an almona, they're about to evict you from her house. It was Erev Shabbos. Pesach got all that scotting together to go and do something about it, whatever. Erev Shabbos, what do you want from us? He said, if that almona cries one tear, the whole of Yerushalayim will get drowned. You better go fix up fast. Because the almona and Yosem, Why is their tefillah so incredibly powerful, more than anybody else? When your wife's got a problem, she comes to you. When your child's got a problem, he's got a father, he's got a mother, he's got someone to take care of him. But he's a Yosem. He's a Yosem. Who's he going to talk to? Who's he got to rely on? Who's his almona got to talk to in the middle of the night? When she's got a problem, she's worried about her child in the school, and she doesn't know what to do, who does she talk to? She goes, Ratla Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no one else. Okay, now Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shamei Elem Vaino Yisam. Hashem listens carefully to them and he answers them because they have nobody else. Uma niflet liuk loshen aposuk. Im ona ta'ane itoi ki im tzak, ki tzak alai shoma eshma tzak osoi. Tzak itzak. It says in the posuk, if you will, tzak itzak. Song there better almona ne yosem. If you afflict him, double loshen, and he'll double loshen, scream out to me, and then I'll yari screaming a double loshen, shama eshma. Tzak yitzak, pamayim. Shabadera klal adam enu tzak pamayim. Person doesn't usually scream twice. Shekiven she tzak pamachas la kodesh boku, vein a kodesh boku, izilo, ilo makhes eitzis acheres. You scream to Hashem, it doesn't help, so you go for another eitzis. You beg and beg and beg. You know, that's what you want. So then you try the ishtadlisins. What are they going to do? They don't have any other ishtadlis to make. You keep coming back to Hashem. He said no once. Okay, come again and again. You know why? Because there's nowhere else to go. This is the only bank in town that's open. And if they don't help you, you're finished. So the guy said, no. So what? You come back again and again and again. But then call echad vechesh yasa atzmoi kalmona v'yosom. Like David said, kagomala la imoi. So make yourself like an almona v'yosom. Kedixiv ovi ve'imi azavoyini v'ashem yasveini. We say in Tehillim, my mother and father have abandoned me, but Hashem gathered me in. She'ein lo lemi lifnot zulos el Hashem isparach v'ainu tzoak v'choy ze machapes eitzes acheres el tzoak v'choy ze v'tzoak v'korosh boch l'yan el tfiloser. He screams and shouts and comes back and screams and shouts because he knows what his problem is. That was Tanai Rishon, and he knows that there's only one address. That's Tanai Sheni.
Make yourself like an Oman and yes, just by blocking out all other.
Excellent question. The fact that it's hard doesn't faze us. They will get scared from a bit of hard work for them. There's a bunch of like giborim here. Come back every day. Yeah, you must be a gibor of it. So the fact that it's hard doesn't bother us. It's very hard. You're right. It's very, very hard. How do we do that? First of all, you have a lot of experience. You have a lot of experience. Look back over your life and have a look and see how many times there was no solutions to your problems. And you double to Hashem, and the solutions kind of came. How did you get here? How did you get there? How did you get here? Not always earth-shattering, massive, big things. Sometimes it's little things. The little things. You made a shit up in your life before, yeah? So come explain to me how that happened. You can't explain it. There's no way to explain it. There are a lot of things in our lives. You recognize that you see the Yad Hashem. So that's number one. You have a bit of a track record dealing with Hashem. Number two, you have to slowly, slowly build your betochen and recognize That's the avodah we try to do every day. We try and pump up our imunah and betochen. Imunah, we don't have a problem with. Our imunah is fine. Problem is actualizing that imunah into betochen. They avoid a mod mod kasher. Mod kasher.
If we could do it, it's so successful, then it wouldn't be a godson and an almighty if I had this great tequila. And anyone who's a Baal B'tochen.
Nachon, like the Chaim Solomon Baba says, a Baal B'tochen gets whatever he wants. Nachon, because there's no one else to rely on. Excellent. That's what a yeah, but that's bringing a riot for what he's saying. That's brilliant. Nachon. But you have to be a Baal B'tochen. We're never going to be Baal B'tochens in the sense that the Chaim Solomon Baba was talking about. Because we've already proved that that's not our void. Our void is somehow different. You have to start small. You can't start with earth-shattering major league cosmic problems and then start working on the carpet. Start with something small, something that you really need. But if you get it, whatever. Say, Lord, whatever. And then ask yourself, okay, who can I get this from? Well, I can get it from him. I can speak to him. I can spend, no. Forget about all those people. Put them aside. I'm dealing just with Hashem in this area. Only Hashem. I have to make ishtadlis, whatever I have to do, I'll do ishtadlis, but I need your day, ishtadlis, they go on ishtadlis. And suddenly start working on little things, and see. Then when you get that clear, you'll go to the next stage. That's what everything in the Ruch is. And you daven a lot. You have to daven a lot for Kodesh Baruch Hu to help you. To be able to do this. This is heavy work. Not posh. Not posh. But everybody's experienced this. There's no one here who hasn't experienced a major crisis in their lives, a major problem in their lives. Where at the end of the day, they realize, Ein al mili smaych, the only one that can help you is Hashem. Then you turn to Hashem and you see the Yeshua. Not always the way you want it, not always when you want it. Sometimes it's not an event, it's a process. You have to look back, like Megillas Esther. That's what Megillas Esther teaches you. 9 years. 9 years. You read that story, there's nothing happening there that connects anything to anything else. It's a bunch of isolated socio-economic, political events taking place. That's all. There's nothing astounding there. There's more Achashverosh in the Megillah than anything. There's no Yiddishkeit in the entire Megillah. Nothing. Yeah? So how do you see the Yad Hashem? How do you see the Ashgocha? How do you see the Nes? You read the Megillah with the correct eyes. Look at your own life. Write your own life story. And then have a look and see. Wow, that was Hashem. That was Hashem. Yes, Hashem. How did you get to where you are now? Yeah, because this is, you know, when you're... Just write your own life story. You'll see it clearly. You've never done that. Literally, sit down and write your own life story. If you're lazy like me, you'll never do that. But at least, every now and again, you know, have some nostalgic moments and think about your past and think about how you got to where you got to. How something that happened when you were 10 years old is what's affecting what happened to you now. A decision your parents made over here and that affected, or you moved schools. Just have a look and see. You look back and you go, well, I didn't really realize. Now I see. Oh, now it's clear why to do that, why that happened, why this happened. Not in everything. We won't see it 100% clear. But you'll see enough areas to mechazak this avoider. Nachinami. To plug that back into tefillah is not so posh. I said that right in the beginning. But then nothing in tefillah is posh. Tefillah is hard. But you first have to recognize your need. And second of all, you have to recognize there's no one else that can provide you with this need. Nobody walked into Meat Bar and asked to buy a piano. You know why? Because you know that Meat Bar doesn't deal in pianos. You want to buy a piano, you go to a store that sells pianos. You want something, you need to go to the person who can give it to you. That's the Kodesh Baruch. The problem is Ishtadlis. We know Ishtadlis is the biggest problem we have. Ishtadlis messes up the void in Betochen. Especially when you see the Ishtadlis working.